Always good to hear from Alex Ferrario. He had the anchor chair last night for the This Week in Hockey show with Chris Kerber and Joey Vitale. And Alex Ferrario is with us now, as he is every Wednesday on 101 ESPN. How are you, sir?
Guys, I am fantastic. How is another fun-filled day on the fast lane going?
Oh, we're having fun. You know, normal stuff nowadays. We talked about poop, dog names. What do you think the most common dog name is, Alex?
Common dog name.
What's the most common one?
I'd say Spot.
Spot's actually a really good answer. We came up with Max. Apparently, at least two of us in this room have had a dog named Max, Randy and myself. And Max was the one on the internet, but Spot is a really good answer. Hey, Alex, what are you doing around the house now? Last we talked, you were doing some flooring.
Yeah, flooring, that was completed. I actually didn't do this, but my wife did this. She fixed the door that I was going to do because she's just as proactive as I am. My dishwasher's about to conk out, so that might be the next project. But I'll tell you what, guys, I've picked up running, which I never thought that I would say that. That's what this has come to, of being locked in the house for as long as we have, which I don't even know how long it is. It feels like it's been 6 months already. But I was so bored last week that I downloaded an app called Couch to 5K, which is kind of like walking you through to kind of moving up to being able to run a 5K. And so now I've picked up running, which is not something I was excited about, but hey.
So wait, what are you up to now? From Couch to 5K, where are you at?
2 miles.
All right, that's pretty good.
Well, good for you, man.
Yeah, two miles.
Awesome.
And you know what? I'm not winded. Usually I get winded walking up steps, so that's something.
And a 5K is only 3.1 miles, isn't it?
That's what I've been told. So hopefully I'll get there soon. But you know what? It's funny. I've been taking my dog out running with me, and my dog, you know, we go on walks, but that's about it. This dog has been panting for air while he's running with me. I've come to the point of dragging him with me, so I think I should probably stay clear of taking him out running with me anymore before he has a heart attack.
Are you supposed to take the dog with you running? I don't know if that's good, is it?
Depends on breed.
You know, I always see people run with dogs, and I'm like, oh, well, obviously, I want to run with my dog, and we adopted one a couple of years ago. And
Please tell me it's an old dog.
I mean, Alex, I don't know if I would go. Okay. I don't know if I'd take cues from strangers. I mean, some people don't wash after they deuce, you know, so that doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, you take some things from strangers, Ron. So, like, yeah. You got to be a good person every once in a while, right?
Right, but I don't know if I'd run with the dog. I don't know. Maybe it's okay. Definitely don't ride your bike. And I've seen that. Those people I want to knock off the bike. Like when they're riding their bike and they've got the dog on the leash next to them, they should be kicked in the head. Those people.
My wife has tried that, and she only did it once because that dog was not having it.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to. Hey, Alex.
Apparently.
Would you give up solid food to have sports back?
Great question, Ronj. Kind of a jerk question, too. But I've done that for 3 months.
Yeah.
And it was fine. So, yeah, I would give that up for how long am I giving it up for? That's the real question.
Rest of the year.
Rest of the year?
Yep. Rest of the calendar 2020.
I would give that up right now. If you tell me sports comes back next week, I'd give it up for the rest of the year.
That's big. That is big. Hey, I did want to ask you, because last we spoke here, or maybe it was two times ago, you were set up to like have the surgery to get your teeth back in. I'm assuming that's been pushed back due to all of this?
It has been pushed back. You know what's funny? I actually haven't even heard from either of the doctors because I think they've been brought into other emergency situations at the hospital. I reached out last week to find out, and I didn't even get a response. So I think both of the doctors that were on top of that are in other areas right now kind of helping out with this pandemic that's taken place. They did tell me, though, when I told you guys that I was about 4 weeks away from starting that process, false wax teeth to use for my sister's wedding for pictures, and I couldn't keep them in my mouth. So I just have never used them. They're just sitting in a case in my bathroom because I'd rather have no teeth than have teeth fall out.
Sometimes in movies, for example, I would have to think the Equalizer could do his own dentistry work. The Equalizer played by Denzel Washington. Is there any chance that you could do your own dental work? Just, you know, get a little Dremel grill and maybe polish up some pieces of ivory and just screw them in there?
You know, I tell you what, Randy, if I'm quarantined for any longer, I might get to that point where I bust out the screwdriver and say, screw it, let's do it ourselves.
I see what you did there when you said screw it. I think that
you
was,
see that?
Yeah,
guys,
I think that was really good,
to
Alex.
The point, this is how bored I have been without sports. I've come to the point where I've gone back out and I'm starting to do pest control in the mornings again. And I hated pest control.
Got to do what you got to do.
And I guess you can still maintain social distancing by doing pest control too, right?
Yeah, it's just on the outside. Although I have had two people go off on me already telling me they've come out of house to yell at me by saying that they take this ish seriously and to get off their property. And I said, ma'am, you're putting yourself at risk from coming out to yell at me more than just me spraying the outside of your house.
Did you spray her in the face?
I wanted to so bad.
All right, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't. I believe that's an assault.
Do not do that. Yeah, it's assault. Yeah, that is true. Hey, Alex, I was thinking about this because, look, the stuff that you're talking about, the boredom in general, everybody is going through that. That is a sports fan and that loves it. No matter if you're into Tiger King, Ozark, it is. Look, there's still a big void that is there. And I'm thinking about current players right now. And it was great to get an opportunity the other day. We caught up with Colton Parayko, and he was kind of just telling us, like, you know, what his days look like. And he said he's doing in-home workouts and staying ready and doing, you know, anything that you possibly can. I just wonder, Alex, what the point is when, like, as a player, and specifically with the Blues, when you're seeing, you know, the playoffs are like right here, is there a time that passes though where you're thinking, should I just stop doing all these things that I'm doing? Like, is this crazy to keep working out? I wonder what that time frame is.
I mean, you have to assume so, right? And especially if you're a player, and these guys are locked into the news. Like, they're paying attention of what the NHL is saying and when they're hoping to come back. And with the conversations now being that, yeah, our hope is to play in July so that we can have some playoffs and crown a Stanley Cup champion. But the NHL is also saying that, look, we're not going to stunt our season next year at all. And those players know that, look, training camp starts at the end of August, beginning of September, preseason games in the second week of September all the way to the beginning of October. That doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room. So if you're a player right now, you have to be sitting there thinking, like, okay, I'm staying to my eating pattern that I've been, like it's a game day. I'm staying to my workout schedule like Colton Parayko talked with you guys about, which was a great interview, by the way, guys. But you have to think, if you're a player and you're hitting now April, where playoffs are scheduled to start, if you're not going to be in a training camp that Doug Armstrong had mentioned possibly by the end of April with, like, mini camps for some of these guys, like, you have to imagine once you hit the middle of May that, okay, this is pointless because we're not coming back. We talked with Pat Maroon last night on This Week in Hockey, and I asked him kind of what quarantine life has been like, and he said he's going stir crazy. He said, we should be playing playoffs right now. We should be, you know, that game day mindset where you're going out there and leaving everything on the ice. And we're sitting at home and we're watching videos. He said it's just something that's uncharted territory for these athletes, and not just hockey players, but basketball players and baseball players. And he said it's going to get to the point where these guys can't take it anymore. So I'm going to be very intrigued once the season does come back, if it comes back, what that looks like of being game ready.
I know some players prepare for games by carbo loading, but carbo loading and not having games is not a good combination.
No, I would imagine not. It's funny, too, if you kind of see what some of these guys are doing on social media. And I know Vince Dunn was texting with Joe Vitale yesterday, just kind of checking in. And, you know, he and Sammy Blais, who are roommates, are out roller skating with each other and out there, you know, faking some hockey games just so they can get some stick and puck action. Patrick Marleau posted a video of him rollerblading through his house right now. So I would imagine, Randy, if you're carb loading like you would be on game days, you're going to have to go out there and skate 60 minutes worth of hockey on rollerblades or something just to sweat it out so you're back in that game shape.
It just struck me when you brought up the name Pat Maroon. I figured he might be doing a little carbo loading during this time.
Wow.
He's chubby but effective.
He likes Italian food.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
He does.
Is there anybody that doesn't like Italian food?
It's got to be somebody.
Alex, I know that's
65780 if you don't like pasta.
With you.
Yeah, if you don't like pasta, we got problems. It's not just pasta. If you don't like Italian food, my wife doesn't like Italian. No, Sean, I'm sorry. She loves Italian food, but she doesn't like olives. I don't understand how that's possible.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Alex, I guess the good news is if you're looking for a silver lining, Tarasenko's shoulder has to be about 100% by now, right?
His shoulder's got to be 100, if not 110%, when he's squatting with his wife on his shoulders. and his legs probably have to be in like playoff, like game seven Stanley Cup final playoff mode for how much he's probably been doing off ice workouts and getting prepared for the season. I mean, he's going to be one of those guys that if the season does come back and they play, you know, a tournament style to win a Stanley Cup without the remainder of the regular season, he's going to be one of those guys that might be as dangerous as anybody because he's been away from the game so long. And you guys know Vladimir Tarasenko just as well as I do from how long he's been in St. Louis and hearing him talk. This guy's hungry. And this guy is away from the game for a week. He feels like it's been an entire year. So I would imagine that shoulder's at 100%. I know he's been posting a lot of stuff on social media on his Instagram that he's been doing at-home workouts with his wife. So I would imagine when that season comes back into play, he's going to be the Vladimir Tarasenko that was on October 2nd when they opened up the season, rather than the Vladimir Tarasenko that was injured.
Alex, two things here. First of all, what is the number one go-to Italian dish at the Ferrario household?
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's see here. Chicken Parmesan is always one of my wife's favorites. And then chicken Alfredo is another one that always go to. But for me, I love salami. Like, you could put salami on anything, and I will find a way to make it a part of that meal. So if I can have a salami sandwich for 7 days for, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week, I would probably find a way to do that. So salami is my usual go-to meal. Oh, yeah. Joya's. Volpe salami from the Hill, yeah. Like that fresh Volpe's. Oh, man, you guys don't even know how much I want some of that right now.
Well, hopefully when times get more normal, you can get you all the salami you can handle. Second one is, Alex, I wanted to know, you mentioned rollerblading. Hey, are rollerblades back in? Because that was like my heyday of being a kid running around in like rollerblades, and I want those to come back and not look like a nerd.
First of all, I'd love to see Brad Thompson run around on rollerblades.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Who'd take the middle ones out and then slide down rails and stuff?
Oh, that's what's up.
No
big
deal.
I'm with you there because, like, my entire childhood was at roller skating rinks. I wish that was still okay to go to without walking in and probably getting the cops called on
you. Yeah, it's like going to Chuck E. Cheese now, 5-0's there in a heartbeat.
Exactly. People are concerned when you walk in to a Chuck E. Cheese or a roller skating rink. So believe me, I'm all for that. I wish it came back because it would make transportation a lot easier too, right?
True.
It sure would.
True. A to B on rollerblades, I'm in.
Yeah. Hey, finally, Alex, I want to know, you spoke to both Keith Tkachuk last night and the coach for Scott Perunovich at Minnesota Duluth. What do you think the Blues have in Scott Perunovich, their former second-rounder that they signed last week?
I think fans need to be really excited about this guy, Randy. You know, when we talked with Keith Tkachuk, you know, he was talking because Keith was the guy that was scouting Scott when he was basically an undrafted free agent at Minnesota Duluth and playing with the team. And Keith Tkachuk talked about how, look, this guy has small stature, but this guy doesn't take any crap either. And when Keith Tkachuk is telling you that, that means something. And then when we were able to talk with Scott Sandelin, you know, I asked him the question, what's the difficult part for a guy transitioning from college hockey into the NHL? And he said, it's feeling like you belong in the NHL because some guys are playing in junior hockey that are getting a lot more exposure than college athletes. But Scott said, playing in college, that's a man's league because you got guys who are playing at the junior or senior year level who may not be going to the NHL, but these guys are still grinding it out. So, you know, it's a small stature defenseman. Scott Sandelin had said that, you know, he was injured his last season, so not this current one, but the year prior, and he still was able to be a contributor to the team with 29 points in 39 games, but then this past season was where he kind of blossomed into what he's expected to be as a junior player. You know, he's up for the Hobey Baker Award, which is the best college hockey player. And for that to be Scott Perunovich, you know, you hate to do comparables, but look at a guy like Quinn Hughes, who's the same stature playing for the Vancouver Canucks, and he was in the conversation for Rookie of the Year with 53 points in 68 games. And then you got Cale Makar, who's another small stature defenseman who's playing for the Colorado Avalanche, who was in the same boat as Quinn Hughes. This is a guy who was playing on the national team for USA. He was a guy who was, as I mentioned, up for an award in college hockey. A guy who's going to be a mobile defenseman, a guy who's going to be an offensive defenseman. Think Kevin Shattenkirk in his prime with St. Louis. only with an upside on his defensive ability. So this is going to be a very key piece for this Blues team moving forward. As Keith Tkachuk said, the left-handed defenseman who gives the team depth, and he's a guy who feels like he belongs in the NHL. So hopefully we get a season back to where we can see some of Scott Perunovic this year before next year.
Alex, great stuff. Thank you, and we'll see you soon.
Guys, keep up the entertainment. Always loving the show, and we'll talk tomorrow.
All right, we appreciate it. That's Alex Ferrario here on 101 ESPN. Next up, this is the 40-year anniversary of Big League Chew. Rob Nelson invented Big League Chew, and will join us next to talk about it on 101 ESPN.